Welcome to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast, coming to you from the Cargo District Recording Studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, where we discuss the most fascinating topics of life. I'm Tyler Yaw with my co-host, Chris Kelly, and each week we interview a special guest to learn how they acquired their wisdom over a glass of whiskey. So sit back, pour yourself a glass, and enjoy Whiskey and Wisdom.
Welcome back to the Whiskey and Wisdom Podcast. You have your constant co-host, Chris Kellum, and
Tyler Yaw.
This week, we bring on our special guest,
Anna Hartley.
And what do you do, Anna?
So I run a marketing and media agency, and most people probably know me more for my Instagram account, Life on Wrightsville.
Yeah, that's how I first saw you and everything too. And then who was it that introduced us? Past guest.
Maybe Angela.
I'm friends with most
of the people you've had on that I've seen actually.
Yeah, I was like, a lot of people have mentioned you. I couldn't remember the first person who was like, oh, you need to bring Anna on. And it was Angela, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are kind of revealing me. And I was like, oh, people are gonna know it's me now.
I've kind of noticed that too, that you've done a very good job of kind of like hiding behind the Instagram type of thing. Is that what you were trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I think I just wanted it to be like the point of view of Wrightsville Beach more as a whole. But I've kind of slowly shown a little bit more. I think people recognize my dog more than probably.
I can understand that.
Or my voice because it's raspy.
Yeah, I could see both of those being more recognizable. That's kind of how it was too. Like when someone sees like my kid, they're like, oh, hey, that's Tyler's kid.
Yeah.
See, I like the raspiness.
Good.
It reminds, like there's somebody, you started talking, I'm like, this reminds me of somebody and I don't know whom, but they have like that same rasping voice to it. It's weird. I'm weird like that.
So what are we sipping on today, Chris?
Well, we're doing a mix. Miss Anna can't drink whiskey. Long story.
Unfortunately.
So she is drinking some bubbles. We have Segura Viudos. I think that's what. Segura Viudas.
Sounds good enough to me.
Yep. I think it's French. But she's drinking the Brut. Tasting notes are supposed to be kind of fruit, fresh, and complex flavors. Very interesting because, I mean, I don't know enough about champagne. What do you think about it?
It tastes good to me.
See,
I like that's champagne. Good.
So if you didn't know, there is a difference between like just traditional Brut and a rosé and like just your typical bubbles. It all just depends on like the configuration of the grapes and where they come from.
Yep. I knew there'd be a difference between like a rosé and a Brut, but I didn't realize the Brut as opposed to like traditional champagne.
Well, champagne is only champagne. It comes from champagne.
Yeah.
Same with tequila.
Did you know that? From Mexico.
No, I didn't, but that sounds correct.
No, tequila has to come from a specific like prefecture or like county
right.
in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise,
like Malbec has to be from the mountains of Argentina. Yeah.
Oh, I learned something new. I don't drink wine, so.
Oh.
See, there we go.
Yeah.
Wisdom all around.
Perfect. So, Miss Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself. How you got into this whole social media marketing game.
Well, I went to UNCW for swimming and diving. I came here.
Oh, wow.
I studied international business and Spanish, and I actually got a job before I even quite graduated from a German firm here in town.
Interesting.
No way.
Yeah. That was very lucky. Like no one else really seemed like they were able to find a career in their field in town, Wilmington small, especially with it being international.
Yeah.
Yeah. A firm called Casa Boomer. They've actually just expanded and built, they've got offices downtown now and they're building, I don't know, multi-million-dollar facility, like off 17.
Oh, wow.
They've gotten a lot bigger, but I think part of that was, I was kind of, when I came in, was like the youngest person there.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to do marketing and social media. And the same thing, the Germans, they have more rules about sharing photos and all this sort of things that they really didn't know. They had a lot of money. They're a great company, but they don't know what they're doing. So they kind of were like, here.
Right.
You do.
Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's sort of how I got into it.
Probably a lot of learning on the job at that point, right? Just kind of like, hey, here you go. Take it and run with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. And with them being a bigger company, but not really knowing what they're doing with that, I got to do some fun things, have some bloggers go to Italy and then get content from them and do things like that. And then, yeah, I left them and kind of ended up doing my own thing. It's kind of more fun for me to do the local stuff, you know, where you can see it. I mean, it's great having the big budgets and everything, but it's so far beyond, I mean, they're in 60 countries. You're just not, when you do something really good, it's just so minimal to each individual person.
Right.
And I was born on the beach in Florida, so I've always just been drawn to the beach, and I finally hustled my way into a place on the beach and just thought, oh, I'll start this and test some things out and try some things. And it sort of just morphed into a whole thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
So
how'd you find Wilmington, North Carolina, of all places?
So I got recruited for diving here. So through that, I had come to visit, maybe a year before they recruited me. Yeah. And I just kind of fell in love with it. I like the beach. So I don't know. It was in state, I guess. And they recruited, they wanted me. And I was like, okay, D1, I'll take it.
Right.
Yes. You know, what kind of diving did you do?
For the college level, they just do the 1 meter and the 3 meter like springboards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because they just don't have the facilities. You can't
really get,
there's no 10 meter boards around here.
Right.
They don't have these.
True.
The pools aren't deep enough. The ceilings aren't high enough to put all the concrete in and all that stuff. Luckily for me.
Right.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't think about that when you're thinking, I'm like, oh, hey, that pool is pretty deep. But when you do the counterbalance of like, if you go up 30 meters, which is,
or 10 meters, which is still 30 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 35 feet.
Yeah.
Thanks for fixing that.
Yep. Yeah. That's now 100 feet or 100 feet in the air for 30 meters.
I've seen something like that. Like there was someone posted a video recently about them like going up to the top and they were like strapped into a, like onto a line as they were across. I'm like, nope. No.
Yeah, no, not for me. So when you started doing your own thing out here, what kind of made you want to go in that direction? And what's kind of like your expertise, what you focus on right now?
So right now I'm a agency, so I have a network, kind of any type of marketing or advertising you'd want to do. There's local screens around town you could be on. I think for local businesses, that's honestly probably one of the very best options. It's just really easy. It's really cost effective. Everyone sees you. And then I've got on the network a bunch of different social media avenues, obviously mine, but then we've got like North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Charlotte, stuff like that. But if you want to do radio, magazine, I get discounts for being, you know, an agency. So, and then I do some event stuff too. Like if people want to throw these markets around town and things like that. We've done some music or just random special events. Like a friend and I put out, there's a rope swing going from Wrightsville to Carolina Beach. That's kind of just everyone goes and uses it. Yeah. So I think we're going to add another one next year and maybe do something a little special, but just, yeah, a bunch of just odd little events.
Interesting. So you have your own marketing agency, like interesting. How did you decide that you wanted to be your own boss, I guess? Set things up yourself?
So I worked for a couple of international companies, and typically we would end up hiring a consultant to come help because we were doing nationwide and to get a little expertise and things. And a lot of times with those consultants, because you know your business the best, I basically was working directly with them the entire time, and you do a lot of the work for them to some degree. And I was like, if these guys can do it, then, like, they were getting paid more than me for me to basically direct them and do their job. So I was like, well, why wouldn't I just do that? And then you can get paid by multiple people. And that was like, how are you? I'm doing more of the work.
Right.
Yeah. So I decided to try it, and it worked out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And we were talking before the podcast that you've worked with a lot of people that we've had on the podcast before too, which is interesting because we've brought on people from all over the spectrum of what they do and what they accomplish. Mm-hmm. So by you being able to work with a lot of them, I think that's really neat, just being able to get in and out of a bunch of different industries.
Yeah, and that's really, really fun too. So yeah, I've kind of moved out of my doing more and more stuff like that. Or it is fun, you know, a lot of these businesses that are sort of opening or restaurants will have me come out and, you know, check it out before or during or after if they do events. And so it's fun helping those small businesses and really getting to see the results. And then they get so much more excited. Or you run into them at the grocery store and they're like, oh my gosh, we got six people who signed up for this fishing trip after you posted something, you know?
Oh, that's cool.
It means so much more than just, you know, some guy giving you, oh yeah, we went up 4%.
Right.
And no one notices or cares. And
yeah, very true.
Which is crazy because depending on how big you are, like 4% can be a lot or it can be a little. And like the bigger companies, like you said, don't, I feel like, always appreciate that like small growth.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for our sponsor, the Leland Brewing Company, right over the bridge in Leland Township. Definitely check them out. It's a nice local spot with local beers that they're making on site, as well as some that aren't from the area. It is an amazing family-friendly location, and it's really nice. They got some greenery out back, as well as some nice food trucks that pop up every now and then. So give them a check out. Tell them that Whiskey and Wisdom sent you.
Or even if it is big growth, I think, too, there's a lot of times, sometimes an age gap there with the bigger ones. So like if you're a 55-year-old male in a hardware industry, like, I don't know.
You don't, right. Yeah.
You what don't
did,
care.
What did the 2 million views on TikTok do for me type of thing?
Right, yeah. Right. And that's where too, it is. Sometimes they are like pleasantly surprised. They will, usually they're very against it at first, and then they'll come back once they've gotten a call from a distributor or something.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, I still don't understand what Anna does, but they did ask me about the drawers and I didn't even tell them about the drawers yet, you know, and then they're sold. They don't understand what I'm doing at all, but
whatever you're doing in that black magic room back there, just keep on doing it.
Yeah, they don't understand.
It's so interesting. Like to see that, like nowadays there's so many different generations working together and to be like, yeah, these people literally don't know what I'm doing, but I'm making them money. So they're happy about it.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting.
So what was the niche you started out in?
So I was in the kitchen hardware niche. So like kitchen manufacturing, European kitchen manufacturing.
Oh, wow. That is very niche.
Yes.
So like cabinets and drawers.
Yes. Yeah. Like a pull-out trash can or Lazy Susans, but really fancy European ones. But yeah, little metal parts. Yeah. Like the metal drawers that come out of desk or anything like that, hinges on.
So not the plastic stuff we have around here.
No, the Germans are, you know, top of the line engineering. Mm-hmm. So they have some of the best chrome plating facilities in the world. I mean, they've got, you know, like Ferrari and BMW and some people kind of ended up coming to them and saying, hey, our pistons keep getting messed up. Can you make us some? And that sort of turned into a whole division for them that they didn't plan on just because their facilities are so good.
That's amazing.
That's crazy to think.
But yeah, so that customer here, they did all the Lidl's. I think they're doing the stuff now. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, right?
It's very niche.
Very.
So how is that different, kind of making content for them versus doing more, I guess you could say, like the beach scene for some of the local places?
Well, I would say the other is much more boring. It's harder to make it interesting, and it's a bigger process of, like, sometimes I literally have to, like, build cabinets custom, build a kitchen, da-da-da, to just make one or a couple videos, whereas the beach stuff, it's just so much easier.
Right,
And cool. And I think it's really neat to be able to show, you know, there is a little bit of a barrier to entry and access with the boating and all that stuff. Yeah. So to be able to show that there's octopus and spiny lobster and all the different things is just really cool that everybody just sends me. I mean, the manatees and all this stuff is really neat.
And I'm sure you get a lot of dog videos sent to you too, right?
Yeah, the dog. I think the dogs is more me because I, like, I see people and I'm like,
oh, that's
following
funny.
Them with my camera.
See, I always forget. Like, I know there's plenty of dogs that wander onto Wrightsville Beach, but the last time I went was like midsummer. I'm like, oh, there aren't, like, I can't have dogs on the beach in the middle of the summer unless they're Can you have them?
No, you can't have them at all. No.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get that during the middle of the season, just because dogs kick and pee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But
sure, it's not sanitary.
It's nice. I love Wrightsville Beach because I think it's so funny. No one lets their dog walk. Mm-hmm. Everyone is in some form carrying their dog. So that's what I try and post. There's dogs in coolers and big dogs in backpacks and dogs being pushed in, you know, strollers and all sorts of things, or in slings or just carrying them. I don't know. It's
funny. I think every time that I walk the loop, there's definitely a dog in a stroller.
Yeah, or in a basket on a bike. Or dogs in Wrightsville live the bougie life. They don't walk.
Right.
They're the kids of these people.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to let our kid walk this far. We're not.
No, it's too hot.
Mm-hmm. And there is the signs around the loop, too. That they're like, hey, if it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your dog.
They can ticket you. If it's over 85 and if you're walking them, it's fine. If you're exercising them, because they can't tell you, they'll give you a ticket.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's probably good, though.
But it gets hot. I mean, it's hot for them.
Yeah. My brain is like, man, I can work outside in like 100 degrees, but I can't let shoot.
Well, you also have shoes. I think they're worried that the paws will get burned from the sidewalk.
You can also sweat. Dogs can't.
Yeah. You can also stop.
Right.
They can't tell you they're like overheating.
Yeah. Hey, I'm hot.
So your love of dogs, where did that come from?
Oh, gosh. Well, we had cats when I was little.
Oh, really?
And I think dog was like my first or second word. My parents, we had two cats. My brother and my mom were talking about getting another cat, allegedly. And I just looked at them and said, dog. No, we must have a dog. So it was one word, but a full sentence.
Hey, that's just all it's been. It all depends on how you say it. I have kids now, too. So when it comes to... They can't say a lot because one's three and the other one's 1.5. So they don't have a lot of words. But when they say the words, you fully understand what they're trying to tell you.
Right. Yeah.
So what kind of dog do you have now?
She is a blue pit mix. I'm not sure exactly what she's mixed with.
Yeah.
She's a little rescue off of Bonham. They were trying to say she was a full pit, but I was like, I can see the other dogs.
Right.
She's clearly, the mom looked like a lab pit or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You're like, she's just beautiful.
Yes. Yes. She's very sweet.
She ends up on your social all the time, don't she?
Yes.
She's
a star.
I was going to say, that was some true Southern coming out of you, Chris.
It happens every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, and Wrightsville is funny, too, because you can't really let the dogs off anywhere. There's no, you know, dog park or anything like that, except for inside the bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except for inside the one place where then you can, you know, just let them off. But anywhere else besides the main street, you got to have them on a leash.
So what got you started with the Life on Wrightsville Beach page?
Well, I finally got myself onto the beach, and I think I wanted to, one, experiment for work, like try some different things, not on paid accounts that people were paying me for. And then I also figured... on my personal page, people would be like, you know, or I don't know, my friends from Asheville or wherever would be like, all right, we're tired of seeing the beach or that sorts of thing. So I just thought, oh, I'll start one. And I tried to get a few friends in on it. I was like, we'll do this and we'll have all this whole, like, nice, well-rounded point of view. And I was the only one who stuck with it. But when it's your idea, I guess that's fine.
Makes sense.
I haven't really done it much this year, but... In previous years, I've really like tried to at least once a month have somebody do like a takeover and show it from their eyes. So I need to get back on doing that.
That's
maybe for 2025, we'll try and schedule somebody every month to just take it over.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's fun.
People always
do a great job because they're like, oh, excited. It's one day and they'll go do a bunch of stuff. So
that's true. I talk about this all the time in Wilmington. It's like Wilmington's not a large place in the grand scheme of areas. But when you think about it, the people on like Curry and Carolina Beach barely leave the island. And then you have Monkey Junction, which I don't think I've been to in the past like 3 years. And there's like Midtown, then you have Downtown, then you have the Wrightsville Beach area. And like people just don't cross and like experience. So if you get like people from different areas, it's a whole different view and a whole different vibe of like what people are doing and what they experience every day.
Yeah. And honestly, everyone I've had do it has done a really good job. Like, I've had some photographers, just some random people like bartenders, business owners, whatever. A couple of the fishermen have done it. Yeah, which they have a harder time. I would do more of that, but because when they go, unless they're inshore, if they go outshore, they don't have service. Yeah. So that means then they're kind of afterwards, they've been out all day on the boat, and then they feel like they have to.
That's a bunch at one time.
Yeah, so I kind of.
Yeah, I can see how that would be. That'd be difficult.
Yeah, but I should probably still do it. I think they like to do it.
Yeah.
I feel guilty.
Yeah. No. So question, because you're on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a real, like, pointed question.
Okay.
Favorite restaurant and favorite bar?
Ooh. Oh. You're,
so now you're making your choose favorites. Oh, no.
Well, restaurant, I'm going to say Neptune's.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't been there since they, like, did the whole remodel and everything.
Oh, it's super nice. Yeah, they've done a really good job. And then bar, I would have to say Jimmy's.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Which Jimmy's is like, I don't know how they do it. They're funny to me because I feel like they kind of get all these cute younger girls and then somehow all these older men. They have like the most interesting dynamic in there. But yeah, they do a really good job too of just making sure it's.
Right, yeah.
It's all a good vibe and everyone's being how they should be. They're on top of it. The staff there making sure everybody's having a good time and nobody's doing anything they shouldn't be doing at a bar. Right. So I appreciate that.
Yes. I've had a few coworkers be like, oh, we're going to Jimmy's. And I'm like, I feel like this age disparity should not be working. Like I had some 22-year-olds and some like 50-plus-year-olds. And I'm like, how are all y'all at the same bar? And it's not like a cocktail lounge or something.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of one of the fun things about it too. Yeah. I think that it's just, you know, you see everybody in there having a good time and chatting with each other. And
I think that's probably why it does work. Just because sense. Like, if you think about it, you have a bunch of college kids on a whatever bar, like it's going to get rowdy. But when you have like an age disparity in anything that like, you know, you have to kind of mind your P's and Q's to some point.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. And I like that I can kind of walk in there in a bathing suit if I've been out on the beach, or I can kind of get dressed up and have a drink.
Yeah, it's good to have that place too.
See, I don't know what I wasn't expecting that. I haven't been to the beach in like forever, so that's why I was like, nice to get your point of view.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got to watch the Jimmy's Instagram too, because he puts up funny stuff of himself. They just put up a video for fall of everyone falling, and it's like the dogs falling off the bar and, you know, Jimmy falling, everybody kind of falling. And I just think it's funny.
They do a great job on their Instagram too.
Yeah, they do a really good job. Yeah.
Chris is finding him right now.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious. I think when you can make fun of yourself, it makes it fun. You know, it's not too serious.
I'm like you, I have multiple Instagrams. So that way I have to like make sure I'm on the right one when I follow things.
Oh, right. I've definitely done the wrong one multiple times.
And people are like, why would, I'm like, well, because I want select ads on this one versus the other one.
Right.
When you do marketing, do you do anything with ads or do you just like create content for people?
Yeah, I do. I don't do as much as I probably should on that side, just because now that the Live on Wrightsville has kind of gotten so big, it almost, if most of my guys now are local, I've been moving more and more towards that it's kind of more effective to just actually put something on there. Just, and the audience is so engaged for even the small size that it is. It's kind of crazy how many like messages and replies and shares and people just like get really into it.
I guess for the local side, it doesn't really make much sense to really buy ads when you have the content and the viewership anyway.
Yeah, well, and that's, what, like I said, I think with the engagement side on that, it's so much stronger, which that's where, too, I could post a lot more, and both strategies work. Like, the Things to Do Wilmington page, they do great. We've kind of been building at the same time, and they post probably 3 times as much as I do, and we've always stayed at about the same amount because I get a little bit more engagement and things on per thing, and they do more stuff. So it all kind of adds up. The whole time, we've always been right toe-to-toe with each other and very friendly, share each other's stuff and all that.
But that's neat.
They do a really good job too. Yeah.
That's something I've noticed, like even just what we're doing is the more that you can collaborate with what people would think are competitors, it seems the better that both of you grow together.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that kind of what you've noticed too then with other Instagram accounts and other marketing agencies?
Yeah, every once in a while there's somebody you might not want to align yourself sure, with for, yeah. you know, whatever reason, demographics or something like that. Like, for example, occasionally I'll get some sort of a comment like, oh, I can't believe you put this up there, da-da-da. But, like, if I go in and look at my demographics, it's like 0.05%, or it's like 0.5% is under 18. Mm-hmm. So I think other people worry about that, but I don't. I have every right. single person who follows me is an adult almost. So, you know.
Yeah. That's kind of where we're at with it too. Cause I mean, like, almost no one is under 21 cause it's Whiskey and Wisdom. So yes. like, and there's the algorithms also see that too. So I'm pretty sure that they like cut it off to make sure that yeah. they're well separated.
Yeah. And I would think the only things the kids are seeing are the animal stuff.
Right.
So I don't know.
Really it sure, was, but. We were talking about this earlier today because we were sitting in a bar and the bartender was like, I apologize for cussing so much right now. And I'm like, unfortunately, I understand that I'm in an adult establishment. And so having adult conversations sometimes leads to cussing. Guess what? You're selling alcohol. It'll happen. And I feel like that's the same way with media. Like, hey, you know what's on this page. Like, I apologize, but like,
right.
if you don't want to see it, just switch over.
It's sometimes when I'm at Loggerheads or Gary's or 22 or wherever, and they get someone will say some sort of a crash joke and then apologize to me. And I'm always like, oh, you're right. This certainly isn't the appropriate setting for this. You should do that, like, you know, somewhere else. This is the least you're in a bar. How dare you make a joke to me?
Right.
you know, so
I'm like, good point. But we're in a bar.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah. I feel like this is the place to make those jokes.
Okay. Yes. If you made it to me while I was walking like through the grocery store or something, I'd be like, yeah, that's a little off. See?
Yeah, that's
something I've had to learn too, because people will like, they don't really know the whole story and they'll get on and getting better at it. But where, yeah, you kind of want to respond. I'm almost too nice where I want to give them like this very long response. No, actually, I did run down that parent and they did say it was okay. You just can't see that in the video, did it?
Right.
And it's like, that's not really worth your time. But, or yeah, or sometimes people will occasionally get mad about a bar video or something, like a girl dancing is what people really get.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you would post that. This is what Wrightsville Beach is about. And I'm not going, I'm like, you do know there's bars at Wrightsville right. Beach, right?
It's connected to a college town, so.
Yeah, I don't know. And generally, I'm like, nobody's making you watch this over and over again. I don't know.
Right. It's not. Well, at least you know, if that's not what you want to see, then don't go to that bar.
Right. There's plenty of other things to do at Wrightsville Beach. Yeah, I mean, and all those bar owners do a ton of stuff. Like Loggerheads does, you know, a couple oyster roasts for a year. And, you know, I've done stuff with like Jerry's where they throw out jerseys and things, you know, we'll have and throw out some like soccer jerseys during the World Cup or they do the bike drive. I'm like, if anyone doesn't know about the Jimmy's bike drive, that's what you guys should be doing for Christmas. My family does, instead of doing stockings, we do something smart. Like that. So yeah, we put our money, you know, towards a bike for the bike drive.
Oh yeah.
I always, like, I've lived here my whole life and I've heard about it as an adult, but one, I'm typically working when it's going on, and two, with retail schedule, my brain forgets about things that are like consistent, like Flotilla. Still never been to it. Too.
Oh my gosh, you have to go to Flotilla. So last year we did a Flotilla boat and that's a ton of work, but it's super, super fun. Everyone should do that once. Mm-hmm. And I hear that they still have boats available, you know, so sign up, go. This one's going to be a bigger one. So it's going to be really fun, but it's definitely worth doing once, even from the water, and probably every other year or something, because it's a lot of work, but it's so, so much fun. And we won a prize last year, so we got all of our money back and made a little bit of money, but it's super, super fun.
That is cool. Like,
we're actually, you don't know this yet because I forgot to tell you, but I've been talking to the people that run the Flotilla, so they'll eventually come on the podcast too, and I'll talk to them.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, yeah, they had talked to me about doing a reel to get more boats in, and I am going to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always on the list. But
exactly. But,
yeah, my whole family's coming here for it. We've kind of got everybody coming up. It's really, really fun. You guys should definitely go.
I have to make it a point this year, because I was Chris and I worked together for a long time, so it was the same thing. And it was like, oh, that was yesterday? Dang it. Like,
yes.
Shoot.
It's a Saturday after Thanksgiving, so.
Oh, okay. That's an easier way to remember it.
Yeah, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's really fun.
That'll be, I mean, I just have to, because I'm decent at my job, I'm not going to hype myself up. When you're decent at your job, they typically schedule you for like the mid to the end of the day shift. So on Saturday after Thanksgiving, I'm there closing down the store and I'm like, man, flotilla, I miss that.
Yeah, and that is the thing. So I think it usually starts at 6. You definitely want to get on early because the parking, or honestly, get an Uber.
True.
It's hard to find parking and stuff, so the earlier the better. But yeah, I think the bridge goes up at 6 and they start. But then they do, it's a really, really good fireworks show too. I'm not into fireworks really, but I mean, it's better than the 4th of July when they do it.
Oh, wow.
It's really pretty.
I'm going to have to check it out one of these years.
So does your family still live in Florida?
No, so they're in Asheville.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, they're all coming up and got a room at the Watcade this year. So oh, nice. Can watch from there.
Yeah, it's a perfect spot to be.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
So do you prefer the beach over the mountains then? Is that why you're here? Or?
Yeah, okay. So I was born in Neptune Beach in Florida. So I feel like a sea turtle. I'm like, got to get back.
Right.
Back to the beach. So
that's neat.
I'm the same way. Like, I've always had people ask, like, hey, why haven't you moved or gone here or done that? And I'm like, because there's just something different about being on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just knowing that the beach is right there too, like anytime, just like knowing that the water is there, and especially having the, like the river on downtown side and the beach on the Wrightsville Beach side, it's just nice knowing that the water is around. I don't know. There's just like a different vibe.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The downtown side too with the river is really pretty. And I think having the battleship there makes it really special, and the bridge, like, just they get great sunsets and stuff too. So
like me and my wife went out to Colorado recently. And I think Colorado is beautiful too, like just for the mountains and stuff. But like, I couldn't live there. Like, there's no water around at all. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just,
there is water, just not like
not like this water.
Well, moving water, I hear, makes a big difference. Yes. Right. Negative ions are supposed to be good for you and help people not be depressed. I don't know. So,
I think there's truth to that anyway. At least for me.
It's got to be big moving water. I don't think like a little fountain's not going to work. That's why something like the ocean
makes a difference to people.
Right, yeah.
Huh, I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Okay. With everything that you're doing right now, what's the one thing that gives you like the most joy that you're doing?
Well, probably the Life on Wrightsville stuff, because I just really like it. I need to find a way to make it, to consider myself more of a client is what I've been trying to tell myself, because I just... It's always last on their priority list, right? Yeah. So that I got to kind of switch. And my friend who runs the North Carolina account is like, just do it as a subscription or something, so that then you're like, oh, this people are paying for this. You have to, you know, so I got to figure that out. But I have another really big, really, really cool project coming up that I'm like really excited about, but we can't quite announce it yet. So you're coming back. But that one will be a little more inspiring. But it's kind of the things that I like about the Life on Wrightsville, like just showing like, all the positivity and joy and the good culture and da-da-da, I kind of have a good opportunity to really expand that and make it bigger and kind of have a bigger reach on that. So that's coming soon.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
So, and I'm excited. The community gets so involved on my stuff already. And this will be a good opportunity for the community to say, we want this, this, and this. And I'm going to have a good platform to get some big events and big things done. So I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. That is exciting.
I'm excited to see that.
Yes.
Especially, through our socials, we'll make sure to shout you out whenever you get things rolling on that one.
Yeah,
let us know.
I'll let you guys know, and then we'll get feedback on what people want and do that. It's going to be really, really fun. I'm excited to kind of show even more people the culture of this town and bring some fun stuff in here.
I like that. So one of my last questions for you. What would success look like for you?
I mean, I really like kind of just bringing this community like higher and seeing everybody else succeed, kind of like we were talking before, just kind of like growing together. And I just think it's very rewarding and fun, and kind of like showing you that there are people who don't have access to some of this stuff. Like, there is healthy, happy, joyful things going on if you just look in the right places. Mm-hmm. Position yourself in the correct places and kind of have some patience and keep knocking on the door and keep doing these things until you kind of find it. You know, you kind of have to practice that, just looking for joy in the little things. And if you look around, there's just tons.
That's awesome. I think that's why your page does so well, is because you do find those things and you are keeping your eyes open and willing to find them. And I think everyone finds the joy in it themselves too. So that's really neat. I'm glad that you do that.
Yeah. It's fun for me. So.
Right. Good. That's one thing I've noticed, like even with this, there's really no rhyme or reason to the people we bring on the podcast. It's just people we think are interesting that are around this area and that have done something impactful to help the community. And I think that's kind of what helped this podcast grow too. And not necessarily there's a rhyme or reason or like a specific niche of like what we're trying to accomplish, but just bringing out the good and the good stories for people. I think that's what people like to listen to.
Oh, for sure.
So one of my last questions, and to kind of build off of Chris's, is what would you tell your younger self if you could tell him one thing?
Oh gosh. Start sooner.
I love that one.
Yeah. I think just starting sooner, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of times you got to think things through. I think sometimes you want to be so ready before you start something, but the best way to kind of get it going is to just do it. And it's okay to have some missteps, especially in the beginning, because people aren't paying as much attention to you till you
exactly,
grow.
Yeah.
Figure it out at the beginning. No one will even notice, and then it's fine.
Yeah, that's what Chris and I talk about all the time too, especially with the podcast. Just like, you know what? You're never going to be completely ready. It's just like starting a business or doing anything that's worthwhile is the same thing like having a kid. Like, you're never going to be ready for that moment. So like go and do it, especially like having a business, like, you know, running your own business is like having a kid. Like, it takes the same amount of attention and headspace. And even when you're not at work, you're thinking about work or it's going on and need to be ready for it.
Yeah. I'm always so impressed people who do run their own businesses and have children. I'm like, how are you doing that? Yeah. And maybe some of that gives you some sort of motivation to be really effective in the exact hours you do have, where it's like, oh, I can look at this for a lot longer and take twice as long to make the decision about it, you know, whereas you guys are like, no, I got to go home and leave this child. Yeah.
One of the things that Mike has done and TJ too is the 75 Hard program, and we both did it as well. And it's one of those same type of concepts where you need to find time because you need to get all this stuff done. So just having that same kind of pattern of like, this must get done because I need to move on to the next thing.
Yeah. So I did a 30-day cleanse while Mike and TJ and Adam and everyone were doing the 75 hard last time. And the diet was pretty similar, not the exact same. Mine was a little more restrictive on some things, but they had to do the working out twice a day, once outside. So now I'm not going to do 75 hard, but I'm trying to do just work out 5 times a week for the rest of the year. Or whatever.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know about twice a day.
It's one of those things where you either jump 100% into it and you're like, ooh, that was a lot. Or you do the smart thing and you like slowly work into it. Like if you try and work out 5 days a week through the end of the year, well, then you're next. Like, well, I'll do 5 days a week through the wintertime. And then maybe I'll be able to do 75 hard or something like that for the spring.
Right.
I will say my smart ass went and said, okay, cool, we'll do 75 hard. And I didn't do any exercise prior to it. And then we just started 75 hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Yeah, it definitely kicked my ass.
Yeah, but I think even once you've done it once, even if you don't, that's again where you just want to get started. Because even if you fail at it some days or some, and then you kind of you don't even necessarily have to start over all the way, but then you say, okay, like recommit to it, or maybe add a couple days on the end. And the next time you do it, it's easier. Cause like I did, it was no sugar, no alcohol, no caffeine. I mean, no, all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the sugar was the hardest part because it's for 30 days, I guess you are.
Yeah.
Right.
You get cravings for sugar, which was how long I did it. But I already now this whole year have eaten so much less sugar. Of course, it's gone up and up, but like, so I know if I did it again, which I'm thinking about starting it maybe soon through the end of the year, and I already know it's going to be easier this time because I'm already eating so much less sugar from doing it,
you know, first
10 months ago, I mean, or whatever it was.
So. Yeah, I think this year is my third year doing 75 hard, and it's not that it got easier per se, because I've made it harder each time I've been able to do it, but to the point that what I'm doing or what I did in the third year, I never would have been able to accomplish the first year. So it's just like the building on top of each other, kind of exactly what you're saying. It'll be easier the next time because you've already kind of accomplished it.
Yeah. Or even this time I'm more okay with modifying it. Like I almost want to do it during the holidays some.
Right.
I may just say just Thanksgiving, Christmas or something, a cheat day. But as far as like the food, no sugar and stuff, just so that I'm not eating all these cookies and crap. But on that side, I'm also like, you know, I want to enjoy a couple glasses of wine with my family here and my boyfriend's family in town and just kind of like that fellowship of it. Mm-hmm. So, and my parents don't even drink, but, you know, just kind of enjoying that part and saying, okay, well, only on, or being very specific and mindful about like these days are going to be it for that kind of thing and just not necessarily having to be so strict on it, but knowing exactly what you're doing going into it so that you are following a schedule or whatever.
Yeah, the thing I like about that too is 75 Hard wasn't made to be like a weight loss plan. It was made to be a discipline plan. So by doing that during the holiday season is still building that same type of discipline. So like you might go into an office one day and there's a whole thing of Christmas cookies and like, I won't do it today though because I told myself I'm not having sugar.
Yeah, and that's the thing, just lessening the sugar now when I do eat cookies. Before, I mean, I'm you wouldn't know by looking at me, but if I had one cookie, I was having 12 of them.
Yeah.
Like now, it's like, okay, I can have two or three and be stop eating them.
Yeah, I just had to give them up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I get these cravings, and I joke with my wife. I'm like, I get an ice cream craving like once a month, once every 2 months. And actually, it's probably like once every 2 months where I'm like, I want ice cream. But after a week, I'm like, all right, I'm good. So we have like all of these half-eaten Boombalottis pints like in our freezer because I'm like, oh, I really want it. And then I was like, never mind. But I'm happy they're just pints instead of like getting the whole...
The whole gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to be careful with trolley stop. I can go into the summer without having one, exponentially less that I'll have total. Like, the longer I can. Because once I have one, I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember why I like these.
Are you a coffee drinker?
No.
No?
I'm not.
The reason why I ask is from people that you've talked about with Wrightsville Beach, since you don't drink coffee, what do you believe the majority of people think is the best coffee shop on Wrightsville Beach?
Ooh. Okay, well, they all, a ton of good ones, but I think Adapt has really good coffee.
I heard about them just recently. I'm like, how have I never heard about
Adapt
them?
Adapt is fantastic. If you haven't, you haven't eaten at Adapt, you have to go. It's in Roberts.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Rita's ice cream. It's been a bunch of different things.
It's been Adapt for a while.
But Adapt, though. Yeah, Adapt came in and has done really well. The owner's just fantastic. If you are looking to be healthier and you don't even know where to start, just go into Adapt and get stuff and just that, like, they know, they do their research. They have, you know, whatever, the local bee pollen on top of things. They're so healthy and they do such a good job and it's such incredible local organic food and it's fantastic. But yeah, their coffee is supposed to be super good. I hear Kohl's has good coffee too, and even Trolley Stop. And then obviously the workshop, everybody goo goo gaga for the workshop coffee. But yeah, if you haven't tried Adapt, you have to go in there.
Yeah, I forget who told me about that the other day, but I was like, I didn't even know that existed. Oh, I was like, clearly I haven't been down there enough.
Brittany worked with them.
Oh, really?
A few years ago. She did some marketing for them, like photos and whatnot. That's when I first heard about them. I was like, who is this place?
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
So,
well, we are coming up on our time. So what's the best way for people to find you, to interact with you, and to help you out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would just go check out Life on Wrightsville. I have a number of other little things, but I think that's probably the easiest.
Yeah.
Send me a message and, you know, give me a couple of days because I don't get through them all the time. I need to get an assistant or something for that.
The assistant's always the best step.
I know. I'm apprehensive to just give that to an assistant because I really enjoy reading the messages from everybody and interacting and replying to them. So I got to figure out a way to at least get them to do some and still do it some myself without missing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I wish you could hit like an unread clip, like in my emails, I can be like, oh, click, 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 click.
That would be great because I do that all the time.
I know.
So. I try and screenshot it, but then.
Then it gets lost in all the other screenshots. Oh, yeah, I've done that a few times.
Yeah, a couple times.
Cool. Yeah, and that's a whole nother story. But I actually just want to say thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
How was the brute?
It was great. Actually, yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, good. You get to take that home.
Yes.
Yes.
Mostly because we're not going to drink it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed your whiskey.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. Tyler went into the stash and pulled out the Boo Rye.
I know. I haven't had it for a few months, so.
See?
Had to pull it out again.
I'm sure it was delicious. I'm just drinking water because I have to stay awake so I can watch a movie tonight.
Yeah, don't drink too much. Fall asleep like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, we're watching Haunting in Venice, so I'm excited about that.
Never heard of that one.
It has the same detective from Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile, I think.
Okay.
So it's like it's a series, but it's not really a series because they always bring in new actors, except for the detective. So
gotcha.
It's an interesting, I don't know. I'm sure it's based off of a book somewhere, but me and my wife like it.
Fun.
So
yeah.
Well, I will not post about it later, but you guys should check it out.
I'm like, well, for all the whiskey fans, I'm not just a wimp. I'm just allergic to it.
But yes, thank you for hopping on.
Yes, thanks for having me.
We thank you guys for listening to the podcast. You know, as per usual, like, comment, share, subscribe, check out us on all of your social media platforms, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. So yeah, have a good one.
Thanks so much again. Cheers.
Cheers.